Exercise 2, page 28. Speaker 1.
My mother and father were very unadventurous in the kitchen. Rather than trying the healthier Mediterranean-style dishes that were becoming popular when we were growing up, like pasta, they just stuck to basic food that their parents and grandparents had fed them, which was really basic food, but suitable for people who did a lot of physical work. That was the culture of the area in the past, and I'm sure it was beneficial, because traditionally it had been a mining community. But we have more sedentary lifestyles and need to adapt and move from that basic cuisine of the past.
Speaker 2.
I've always been tall and large, and I don't really think it's my fault at all. I was very active as a child. I took part in lots of organised sports, and I still do. I've always eaten a sensible, balanced diet, but it seems this is just my natural shape. Doctors have done all kinds of tests on me, and everything's fine. I think we need to accept that your size depends more on your genetics than your lifestyle. All this pressure to conform just makes girls and young women miserable.
Speaker 3.
I was brought up in a single-parent household. Life could be difficult as a result. My mother couldn't afford to buy luxuries that other families had. So instead, she piled food on our plates. Every meal we ate was enormous, and she made sure we ate every morsel. As a result, I have no self-control with food. It's like an addiction. I might eat nothing for a day, but then eat like a horse the next. Then you feel awful about that, and eat more to comfort yourself. It's a vicious circle.
Speaker 4.
I guess I developed a strange relationship to food while growing up. You see, my folks are quite reserved. My mother would hand me a bag of sweets every morning as I left for school, instead of giving me a hug. I don't think my father ever gave me a kiss, but he gave me loads of ice creams. I guess some people show their love that way. I worked abroad for a year recently, and she looked after my dogs for me. When I came back, they were all fat. I told her I was glad I no longer lived under her roof for the sake of my figure, and we laughed.